Hello guys, hope it's not too late to say Happy New Year. It's been a minute since we were last here. I hope your 2024 has been off to a great start. Apologies for being away for such a long time. We needed to know if we ought to do things differently, and now we have the go ahead to proceed with the podcast. We hope you would be inspired and blessed by these contents even more than you have been previously. If you're new here, thanks for tuning in. This is the Word of Podcast, the program where we share thoughts on YouVersion's Bible verse of the day. I am Matthew Ojas, your host, and it's my pleasure to share with you today. Today we'll look at Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10. Without further ado, let's dive into the episode. It reads, "For we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago." That's Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 10, the New Living Translation. As we reflect on this passage, I'd like us to personalize this verse and read it as God speaking to us directly. It reads, "For I am God's masterpiece. He has created me anew in Christ Jesus so I can do the good things He planned for me long ago." Amen. Let's now explore the verse in more detail. What's a masterpiece? It is a work of art, such as painting, a film, or a book made with great skill. It's usually an artist's greatest work. A masterpiece in itself is a phenomenal piece of work, usually very pricey. In 2023, Dick Jagran Josh published a list of 7 most expensive paintings in the world. I won't bore you with the whole list, but I'll mention the top 3 and their value. So the first most expensive painting in the world is Mona Lisa, and valued at $970 million. And that was followed by Salvador Mundi, valued at $450 million. And that followed by Interchange, valued at $300 million. I know we're not here to talk about paintings today, but this would give us a very good perspective of what a masterpiece is. This certainly is a lot of money and would be lovely to own one of these. However, you are worth more than these. Our passage tells us that you are not just a masterpiece by some random or famous person. You are God's masterpiece. The value on a product is highly dependent on the label. If you're into fashion, you'd find that a random t-shirt from Primark would not compare in price with a similar one from Ralph Lauren. Similarly, a random wristwatch would be different to an Armani. And the list goes on and on. Even though these items might look similar on the shelf, the manufacturer or store determines the worth placed on it. Now, we've seen masterpieces by famous artists and how they're valued. But you have more value than that, because the one who crafted you has no equal. He's the greatest of all, the master of the universe. So you are a masterpiece of the master. So what do people do to a masterpiece? One, they guard them. Because you have much more value to God, He guards you such that nothing will be able to hurt you or take you away from Him. Imagine if you bought one of those expensive pieces, you might as well hire a battalion to keep watch night and day. And this is exactly how God watches over you. His angels are constantly on the watch, and He's got His eyes on you. And if you've got those masterpieces, well, the second thing that people do is they admire them. A masterpiece is continually adored in the brilliance of its beauty, and in some instances, just its worth. One attribute of humans the devil constantly fights and tries to deceive us is our perception of our identity. This he has been doing from the beginning, from the Garden of Eden, when he had the encounter with Eve, and also with the man Jesus after Jesus fasted. The enemy constantly comes to us trying to check our perception of who we are. Have you ever heard these words? You're worth nothing. You're good for nothing. You can never be anything. Life is not worth living. These are words from the one called Satan who deceives people in this world. These are all lies. And to know the truth, you need to know what God has said concerning you. And He's called you loved. You're His beloved. You're the apple of His eyes. You're precious. You're priceless. That's what God has called you. Another thing people do to their masterpiece is that they display it. And the passage says we have been created anew in Christ Jesus so that we can do the things planned for us long ago. Being created anew means your old self, your past sins and shortcomings have been wiped away by the precious blood of Jesus. I've heard over and over again, I'm not sure how God can love me. I've done so many terrible things. Friend, Jesus did not come for those who think they haven't done terrible things. In fact, it is for those who have done terrible things and have a terrible past that He came. And that list contains all our names. For the Bible says, for all have sinned with no exception, and fallen short of the glory of God. As God recreates us, He displays His glory through us in the gallery of His good works. There are certain good works that God already has planned for you and I to do. As we wake up each day, let us chat with Him to know which of those good works He would have us execute as the day progresses. As we bring this to a wrap today, let us be reminded again of the verse. It says, for we are God's masterpiece. He has created us anew in Christ Jesus so we can do the good things He planned for us long ago. Please note these. You are valuable to God. God cares for you. You're priceless. He's got good works lined up for you. And finally, while others may look to sell their masterpiece, you're God's prized possession, and He loves you forever. He's not looking to sell you to anyone else. He loves you, and He wants to be with you forever. So as we go each day, let us look to spend time with Him. In a quiet time, as the day progresses, let us have regular little conversations with Him, for we are His masterpiece, created for good works. Shall we pray? Heavenly Father, we thank You for what You have done for us. For previously we were not a people, but now You have made us Yours. We are Your masterpiece. You have handcrafted us the best way possible. Thank You for making us adored. Thank You. We were previously rejected, but now You've loved us and You've put us in a position where You admire us. You love us for who we are. And we thank You for lavishing Your love, for loving us recklessly, for sending Your Son who died for us. We're valued. Thank You. Thank You for all You have given for us. Thank You for all You have given to us. And Lord, as we progress in this year, we ask, dear Lord, that You help us to be reminded of how valued we are, of how loved we are, of how precious we are to You, our dear Father. We give You thanks and praise, for we know You are our Father and our Master. And we are Your masterpiece. In Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for tuning in today. And we will see you next week. By God's grace, have a blessed week. And remember, you're valued by God. God bless you. Bye-bye.
Thanks for tuning in to the Word Up podcast today. We hope you've been blessed and inspired by God's Word. If you've got any questions or comments, you could leave them at the comment section below or email us at worduppodcast21@gmail.com. worduppodcast21@gmail.com. We'll be delighted to read from you. You can also do well by letting us know where you're listening from and how this program has blessed you. See you next time for another exciting and inspiring episode of the Word Up Podcast. God bless you.